guys, we know you like to listen to our podcasts and reviews. We know generally that you like to listen to stuff. How about listening to stuff on Audible?
Well, Audible, isn't that what we do?
Well, I mean, we do Audible reviews, but I'm talking about Audible.com. I mean, you're talking about one of the internet's best resources for audio programs from leading audiobook publishers, broadcasters, entertainers, magazine and newspaper publishers, and even business information providers.
Like over 150,000 audio programs, adding up to over 1,500,000 hours of audio programming. I don't think we're quite there yet.
No.
Yeah, but
we'll get there.
But, you know, obviously you guys like audio. You're looking for new audio stuff to check out. Audible.com has more than enough of what you're looking for.
And we're proud to call them a sponsor. And as a special gift to you, we're offering you, through Audible, a free audiobook. All you have to do is click on the link on the bottom of this page, or you can go to audibletrial.com/oneofus. And by doing so, not only do you get a free audiobook, but you're helping out the site as well.
And we know you want to do that.
Of course you want to do that.
Because we're standing outside your window watching you right now, wanting to do that.
Absolutely. So stop, look, and most importantly, listen to audible.com.
Welcome to the newest episode of RPG, Randy Plays Games. I am Randy Lander, and I will be your game master for this evening. Well, not yours. You're just listening. You can't actually play. I mean, you roll as many dice as you want, but it's really not going to have much effect on the game.
Well, it might. Isn't it like TV? They can see what we're doing, too?
Yeah, it's just like that. It's just like TV.
Yes. Feel free to put as much body English on us as you wish.
I've been watching the Wire's first season lately, and my voice is a little raw because I keep yelling, Omar, watch out!
Don't go in there! that dude's got drugs. Oh, wait.
This time out, we are playing, continuing our Star Wars Edge of the Empire. With me today is
Sarah,
Chris,
Joe,
Bo. I hit it with my vibro axe, Paul.
And let's see. Last time I'll do a quick recap for everyone. So last time you guys, your four characters found their way across Tatooine. You were on the run for Teemo the Hutt and his Gamorrean pig guards. You murdered the hell out of them.
Is it murder? It was self-defense. Your Honor, I protest.
It's man to tops, and that's what our space lawyer says.
Also, you know, if you want to get it's more like half of us murdered them.
Well, I'm just calling it murder because a Wookiee was involved, and we all know how space cops are.
True.
So it's
racial profiling.
It's racial profiling. The Empire's notorious for it. So you guys picked up, you killed the guards, made your way to grab a hyperspace motivator that would let you steal a ship, repair ship in midair, and get the hell away from Tatooine. Which you did after fighting some stormtroopers. And, let's see, I think you murdered Trex, the Trandoshan slaver.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Yeah.
He had it coming.
And you got on board the ship. You found that there were a few TIE fighters out there. You shot your way past them, and then you hyperspaced away.
I feel like you're forgetting sexy dancing and a lot of it.
You know, I try.
There's also some urination and vomiting.
Yeah, what about our robot friend that Joe was so keen on bringing along? I was like, fuck that robot.
That actually was murder.
I was including that in the murder things that you killed.
That's right, that's right. Posh did murder a robot with whiskey.
And sorry.
Who our characters are, I am 41 Vex, who is a droid that is a medical droid, but he's also learned how to repair shit. And he's also a good shot.
Yeah.
I am Pash or Posh, depending on your accent. I'm a human smuggler, and I'm also an alcoholic. Hi, Posh.
Is Am's Askara, the Twi'lek bounty hunter with a heart of heart cells.
A heart of Twi'lek hearts. I'm Lorik, a hairy mountainous killing machine.
And you are playing... Oh, I'm sorry. So we'll pick up from there. You guys have made a jump in your ship, the Crate Fang, to light speed. You are at the edge of the Tatooine system without any further problems. However, you need to plot a course through hyperspace in order to reach a new destination. The vehicle is a bit dilapidated, but seems to hold together and handle well. A whole galaxy is now yours to explore. You're free from the grasp of Teemo the Hutt. You can kick back and relax a little, get used to your new surroundings. You haven't had much time to get to know your new ship. I'm sure they could use with some alterations before you can comfortably call it a home. A rank smell permeates the vessel, and several warning alerts icons display on the navigational computer's VDU. So you've got all kinds of little flashing lights and warnings. Suddenly, before you can even think of engaging the hyperdrive and leaving the Tatooine system, there is a loud noise, series of noises, actually, that sounds like this.
Sorry. I did not know this place was equipped with disco.
what the hell is that?
So that continues. There's a loud klaxon and what sounds, for all the world, like a dozen snorting and growling pig voices.
Oh, great.
The Crate Fane begins to shudder and shake. Clearly, all is not well.
Oh, looks like we picked up some free Gamorrean crew for our troubles.
You know, y'all need at some point.
Yeah. Who wants bacon?
Jerky gun.
Can we do a scan of the ship?
Absolutely. Give me... You do a quick scan, and you notice that the red icons on the navigational computer's interface, one of them is flashing red script in the middle of the screen that reads, fuel low.
Oh, that would have been good to check, people. We got an Exxon like 6 parsecs ago.
You weren't being shot at. That's when you usually don't check the fuel, so you know.
Okay, so can we scan for nearby habitable planets?
Yes, indeed.
Civilized planets?
Yes, you do. There's also, as I should say, the noise is still going on. There's two more icons. There's a small flashing icon in the shape of a crescent moon. There's an irritating and intermittent pop-up in Trandoshan script, which none of you read. And there's a flashing red icon in the form of a simplified cage.
I'll check the cage.
Oh, we have prisoners. Traditions are slavers.
All right. So, if you would like to scan, give me a computer skill, one of those, whatever that computer.
The highest computer skills.
Probably the droid.
Yeah.
Probably the droid, but...
I'm a rank of zero with computers, actually.
Me too.
Anybody got a higher rank than zero?
I have ones.
Are we on our advanced page?
You're on your advanced page, yes.
All right, computers. I did not take that class in smuggler school.
Well, I guess you're piloting, so you're the one right at the console.
Yeah, but I can do things with, like, my feet, you know.
Okay.
Because I can do a lot of stuff at the same time.
You know why you got arrested the last time.
I'm winking at you, Wookiee.
Okay, while Posh is talking to self, I'll actually check computers.
Check the computer, okay. Yep.
I got... two advantage and success.
All right, that's all you need. You can tell that the previous owner has not been keeping their navigation computer up to date. They've missed some patches.
We can bounce too close to a supernova this time.
The computer is capable of navigating only 6 destinations: Tatooine, Christophus, which you've never heard of, Geonosis, which I'm sure you've all heard of.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Ryloth, which I know that Oscar has heard of, Trandosha. And Kashyyyk.
Kashyyyk is the Wookiee.
Let's go for Kashyyyk.
Only Ryloth is immediately viable.
Don't want to go there.
Why
did
you even give us options?
I just want you to know for future reference.
Just to tease us. Beautiful vacation spots that we could go to.
I perk up for a brief moment and then immediately go into a sulk.
Guess what, everyone? We're going to New Jersey.
So, yeah, Ryloth is a poor and lawless planet, but compared to Tatooine, it's downright civilized.
So there is civilization, spaceports, what have you.
Yeah. Yes, indeed.
What's
its
alignment as it leans towards...
It is a corrupt world. It is run mostly by gangsters and mining operations. Okay.
It's a rim system. Oh, I love saying that.
Don't exactly want to go back home. Kind of ruffled feathers has left, but maybe we should go.
So maybe we could go down there and get some work. Maybe some sort of rim job.
The good news is, in looking up the destinations, Oscar did manage to turn off the klaxons, and you can now hear...
All right, so we appear to have prisoners or maybe other people running around the ship. Can we scan the ship's interior?
Yes, you can. However, that is coming from the speakers.
That's coming from the speakers?
Yep.
So someone's trying to contact us.
It doesn't sound like anyone talking. It's almost musical.
Oh, it's probably Trandoshan opera.
So is there a stat that one of us could use to...
Is there a cargo hold? That we have.
There are several cargo holds.
There are several cargo
because
holds.
Because this is a freighter.
Yep.
So,
what I'm saying. We can.
So, Vex, you want to head over to the cargo hold with some people?
Yeah.
Are you going to. I guess the question is, Pash, are you going to stay at the helm or put the ship on autopilot?
No, she's staying here.
I'm going to put it on autopilot because I want to have some fun.
All right. So you guys start looking around.
What could possibly
you go to the hold, and you see... You don't see anything in the holds themselves. The holds appear to be empty. There's not any real cargo here.
No ghost pig monsters.
You see parts, you know, machine parts, that kind of thing. Maybe droid components, that kind of thing. There is a there is some stuff like a medical pack and binoculars, that kind of thing in there.
I'm gonna grab that stuff.
Okay, all right. So you've got a med kit, a scanner, a respirator that will fit a Trandoshan.
Okay.
Two glow rods, if you want to have a rave, and a toolkit.
Is there any of those droid parts? Is there anything that I could use to upgrade myself or anything like that?
Give me a mechanics check if you have such a thing.
Okay.
I need 3 purple dice going your roll there. So
3 purple.
3
dice.
Purple dice. It's a hard check.
I need. All right. I need a 1 yellow and 3 green.
All right.
I'm not sure. I like the way this.
Yeah, you're the. The dice are stacked against you.
All right, what does that say? That says 1 nothing.
Yep.
1.
I have a cheat sheet around here somewhere for all these symbols on the thing.
Let's see.
Here we go.
2 threats.
Well, we all.
Let's see. Advantage. 1, 2, 3.
You think so hard, you blow up.
3 advantages.
Okay.
3 advantages. 2 threats. 1 success and 2 failures. That doesn't sound good.
That 1 success plus 2 failures does not equal success.
Mm.
All right. You are not able to tell what exactly all these parts are. They look more like astromech parts, so R2-D2 type, not C-3PO type.
Damn it.
Sorry.
All right. Well, so, like, we have no idea where those sounds are coming from, though, still.
Some from the sound system.
Well, okay, but what is the sound system playing in?
Wait, is this a mixtape?
Maybe a mixtape, yeah.
Let's put on some Journey, man.
yeah. Lorik and Oscar, you go to the main cargo hold. There's a lot of large empty boxes. The smell is stronger here. But there's nothing in here that seems to be giving off the smell.
I really wish we could kill something in here.
I do too.
Wookiee, did you leave a present?
there is a holo chest set covered in rotten meat, which the Trandoshans like. Yeah.
So that's not the smell?
That is not the smell.
So it's worse than
It's worse than that,
meat.
Yes.
We can differentiate between rotten meat and something worse.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Are you sure it's not just the Wookiee?
I'm pretty sure this is worse than Wookiee smell. No offense, Lorik.
I'm perfectly fine when I'm dry.
Don't you mean?
Right. It's a living.
So, you guys look around. Lorik gets a sort of a scent and starts tracking that scent down to the floor and finds a
smuggling compartment.
A smuggling compartment. Yes, indeed.
You guys, I swear, you are so obvious.
In the smuggling compartment, there are 6 Wookiee pelts.
Oh.
I get Friends extremely fucking upset and start breaking shit that's near me.
Wookiee, you need a hug. What do I have to roll for a hug?
Don't hug him. Never.
That's good advice for anyone. All right.
I'm just going to back off and let him have his little moments.
That's probably a good idea. All right. So,
is that what was causing the smell?
That is what was causing the smell.
Ew, can we eject it into space or something?
Yeah, you can.
Can I wear it?
You could.
If you want to die.
It's cold in space, man.
Yeah, you're about to find that out.
Vex, you're in that other... You're looking through parts, and you find a secret compartment as well.
Ooh.
And,
I bet your mine's got cooler stuff than Wookiee pelts in it.
As you,
it's got droid pelts.
you open it, and, there's a hold behind it, a much bigger hold. And in there you see, several sets of binders hanging from the wall, 6 small cell units mounted on tracks for ease of transport.
What's a cell unit?
Like a big cylinder, like a human-sized cylinder.
Okay.
And they're mounted on tracks so people could... For slavers, for putting things in.
So are there people in them?
5 of them are empty, but in one of them you find a crouched and cramped male Twi'lek. He is old and frail, pale blue skin, and has a single long tendril on his side of his head.
What's more useless than a male Twi'lek?
We call those circle Twi'leks.
The left side of his head has a cauterized stump.
Yeah.
And he raises his head and looks up at you to see who you are.
Can we communicate?
Yeah.
So I go, hey, who are you? Or, excuse me, what are you doing here?
You are with Trex?
Trex is dead.
Oh, thank goodness.
It's a chopper, baby.
Consider us Val Trex.
I am Buraban.
What did you do? Why were you here? I mean, you look like no one would buy you, so...
Thank you very much.
Because you're too old.
I've been stuck in this hole for how long? And the first thing I hear is, no one would buy you, old man.
Well, let's be realistic here. I'm a droid. I'm saying this more like a droid.
Well, I'll try to keep my long story short. I operated on Ryloth. The mining industry there is only barely legitimate. And bands of thugs have been terrorizing the mining communities. We've been extorted to work for no pay as slaves. And I banded together with some associates in order to protect Numine, our profitable mine, from the thugs.
So, just coincidentally, while I'm in the hold with the Wookiee, I'm playing the world's smilest Rylothian violin.
You guys don't even know about this.
No, I know. That's why it's such
it's just coincidence.
Where am I?
That is a damn good question. Where are you?
Oh, she left, so maybe she came with me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So I can interact.
Yeah, you can interact. I just thought you might be wandering the ship somewhere.
Rather,
yeah.
He came with me.
Yes.
Oh, whatever. You can say Z or something.
You're a droid. You don't know.
What's your name?
Rather, it doesn't
matter. Learn to differentiate gender, man.
I am Buraban.
Burra what?
Buraban.
Oh, Burra what?
Burra is fine.
Okay, Burra.
Set that Corellian Twi'lek relations several thousand millennia.
So, how long have you been in that thingy?
I don't know for sure. A few days? A week?
Okay. You want a drink?
Very much so, yes. I would also like out. It would be fantastic.
Droid?
Why not let him out?
Yeah.
We let him out.
Okay.
He explodes.
He explodes. Take 10d6 damage. He steps out and sort of, you know, rubs his wrists from the binders that were on him and stands up a little taller. Seems very happy to be out. He says, I was heading to the spaceport to do some investigation. There'd been people buying land around the mines. It seemed like they say they were developing it, but they clearly were not. They were there to spy on us and make our life difficult. And while I was on my journey to the spaceport, I was attacked by a band of rogues, including Trex. And he maimed and branded me before sealing me up in this cell.
So what was he going to do with you?
I don't know. I've been wondering that for the past however many days.
Were you involved with any factions or anything like that down in town, or you're just like...
I was organizing labor.
Okay, so the problem was they were trying to gentrify the area and you weren't into it.
Yes. Yes.
Fair enough. Well, what are you good at? What are your skills?
I am a diplomat. I'm skilled at talking and organizing.
Yeah, you're doing a great job so far. Here, give him the whiskey for what a space whiskey.
That's some space whiskey. Say, do you know Skara? I know, like, it's kind of a stereotype that you all know each other, but... Do you know Ascara?
I don't know an Ascara.
Really?
This is empty.
You kind of look like her.
this whiskey, this bottle is empty.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to go get some more. I'm going to go to our space fridge.
It is at this point that Pash discovers the worst thing that has happened to her in weeks.
There's no more liquor.
There's no more liquor aboard the ship.
Oh, for God's sakes.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
So on one side, we have 12 years of slave anger Wookiee, and on the other side, we have completely breaking out alcoholic space planet.
Yes, so this ought to be fun.
So we could use another member probably at this point. What's the planet that's nearby?
You're going to Ryloth. This is where he came
this
from.
This is where he's from, oh, yeah. Okay. This is where all the shady mind stuff from. Is happening. Yeah.
Well, look, man, we're going back to Ryloth. How would you like to get a little taste of revenge?
That's... That sounds good. I would really like to help my people. Perhaps you could help me?
Well, I think we can kill two birds with one stone.
Altruism.
Why are we killing birds?
Shira's upset at the whiskey.
I am. I'm not thinking straight. I can't think without my whiskey.
All right. Oscar, you do wander into all of this.
Oh, what's up with Grandpa's over here?
I knew you were related.
Grandpa's is terms for old grandpas.
Oh, okay.
Ah, another Twi'lek.
Yeah, you seem to be listening. What happened to your other
Trex things? Mutilated me before he put me in captivity.
Oh, what'd you do?
I did nothing. I did nothing. It was not my fault.
Inaction is as good as failure. What'd you do?
All I was doing was trying to help my people. I think you would understand that.
Tried that, did that. Not worse. So anyway, we have to go back to the Rylos. Any particular heavies that are showing more control over Ryloth than others?
Well, I've been thinking about the huts recently.
Ugh, the huts. Jiggles the huts, maybes.
They've never had much interest in real production. Real is sort of an illegal substance that they mine on Ryloth.
What is it for?
Can I drink
it's
it?
It's for hallucinogenics purposes.
Yes. Yeah. You can't.
We're going to Ryloth.
They will distribute it, but they haven't actually been linked to the operations that mine it. But this Trex, I believe, works for a hut.
Yeah, yes. See, I kind of worked for huts on Ryloth and kind of found bad doings. Kind of I left.
Which hut? Are you? What
I don't know. I just know he was working for a hut.
Reebok.
Reebok.
if we could go to the city of Nabat, I have friends there, and they could offer a safe place. Perhaps repair your ship's awful sound system that seems to be putting out Gamorrean opera.
I was kind of
knew it,
that, but okay. This is my favorite song. I love this. You hear that one song that goes. That song is great.
I lost my virginity to that song.
It's really romantic. yeah, if you could help us out and give us the coordinates, we will totally go there.
Certainly. All right. You guys put down, you start plotting a course to Ryloth. There's a flash of white light, and the tone of the ship's engines drop several octaves as you emerge from hyperspace. Below you lies the dusty baked surface of Ryloth. As you are working out the best way to descend to the Nabat spaceport, the slim silhouette of a starfighter bursts from hyperspace, barely a kilometer from your position.
What, an Imperial starfighter?
Nope. You've seen this crap before. It belongs to a Kabaz, that's a spy, docked at Mashuta, who often runs errand for Teemo the Hutt. It banks around and begins to slow, cruising towards you on an attack vector.
Yeah, so Teemo is who I was worked for. Oopsies.
all right. We roll initiative. So you use your cool stat.
Cool stat.
Yes, we have a cool stat.
Is that like, we have to roll that when we eat Doritos?
Yeah. I need some dye.
They are all here on the table.
All right, I got 4 successes.
All right.
I got 2 successes.
I need,
2 successes.
I got
3 advantage.
Oh, well.
Okay. 3 advantages.
I got 2 successes and 1 advantage.
Okay.
It sounds like a great roll across the board there.
Yep.
And we all died.
It's a good roll, and it beats his, so you guys will get initiative. So basically, Oscar will go first.
All right.
And then I believe, did we have a 3? You had 3 advantage, Bo? So then we'll be Lorik, and then we'll be the bad guy, and then we'll be you two.
Okay, shooting times. I guess get to the turret.
All right, you get to the gunnery turret. Yep. All right.
And let's not forget shields up.
Yeah, that's uses, guys. We just do these things.
I got to do some maneuvering or something.
All right.
Probably can't.
So you get to the turret. You've done this the job before. It is your gunnery skill, plus advantage if you want to aim, which you can do.
Mm-hmm. What's the advantage-y thingy? Is that just
it's a blue dice. It's okay. The blue dice.
Do you roll a purple dice?
And you roll 2 purple dice.
Oh, and I chose gunnery is what to upgrade, so...
All right, so you are rolling for a gunnery skill against his ship.
All right. Wow, that's a lot of blowed up. let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 advantage, 1 success. Oh, no, 7 advantage, 1 success. A threat, three threat.
Okay then. Yeah, I forget exactly what all the threat stuff does. Let's see, I've got a cheat sheet for that.
It makes you question your feelings about your coworkers.
Very threatened right now.
Let's see, I've got two cheat sheets, and that's the wrong one. All right, so when you're when you have multiple threat, you can add to a target's check. Okay, so you can make it harder for them. You got successes, though, right? How many successes?
I got one success and then seven advantage.
Okay, and no failures?
Nope.
All right. So that's a successful hit with the guns. And the turret does 6 points of damage. And that is a pretty solid blast on his ship.
How badass is the ship that he's in?
The ship that he's in is a small starfighter. Okay, so it's not that big a deal. It's called a Dune Lizard.
Are we talking like an X-Wing fighter type or a TIE fighter size thing?
No, it's not military.
It's a little bit bigger than that. It's probably, think of like the Jedi fighters.
Okay.
From the prequels. I know prequels.
From the what?
The prequels, sorry. Prequels.
Oh, you mean like somebody made a novelization?
Yeah, like the Expanded Universe novels. Oh, yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
Yep.
So, yeah, they, but that level, sort of smaller one man ship, but not a fighter. All right, it takes a pretty solid hit.
Whoa.
Lorik, you may shoot the other gun if you would like.
Yes, that's exactly what I would like to do.
All right. He's going to launch Wiki Pelts at them. I can't see!
All right. I got, let's see. 4 advantage, okay. 1 success, 2 failure, so that takes out 2 of the advantage. So...
the failures take out success first.
Oh, well, there we go. So I have 3 advantage and 1 threat.
Okay. But it's a miss.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, it's a blast, and he managed to spin away from it. It is his go. He starts evasive maneuvering. So that's his piloting check. And that is all. He's going to take a shot at you guys, too. And that shot is... Sorry, give me just a second here.
Swing and a miss.
That you would like to hope so. But, in fact...
It's a swing and a miss. Good. Okay, next.
It actually is a swing and a miss.
Yay!
All right. Yeah, he takes a couple shots and misses your ship. So, Vash, you go.
Oh.
Pash.
I don't
know.
It's a...
You're going to have, like, 5 names by the end of this,
yep.
So...
Pash Spice, as my friends call me. I don't have any friends. Should I do a piloting thingy?
Piloting thingy would be good.
I'm going to do a piloting thingy.
So you have 2 choices. You can do evasive maneuvers, which will make it hard to hit the ship, or you can do stay on target, which will make it easier for them to shoot.
Stay on target.
Are you guys quoting something? Because, I don't know.
Yeah, it's called Star Trek. Maybe you've heard of it.
You guys might not remember that the guys who stayed on target all died.
No, Porkins.
Porkins.
Look, you will be missed, fat X-Wing pilot.
I look at my picture of Porkins on the dash, and I go, you know what?
Fuck staying on target.
I'm going to swerve around on the road.
Like all right, so you make an evasive maneuver. It's a piloting check with 1 purple dice in the mix.
Okay, so I need another yeller.
All right.
Die if someone could.
Oh, because you're a.
No!
Oh, of course.
What'd
dice
get?
Down.
What'd you get?
Hold on. I'm my seat fell down. Okay, wait. 2 yellers.
2 yellers and a purple.
A green and.
Oh.
A purple.
You're very good at piloting.
You know what?
That's what.
Although without my whiskey.
Yeah, it's really not the same.
This is not in there. Okay, I got 2. Successes, 3 successes, sorry.
All right.
And a nothings.
All right, that is going to increase the difficulty of his attacks.
So do we have shields?
Are they you do have shields,
are
yes.
They automatically up?
Yeah.
Yes, they're up.
Yeah, it's not that Star Trek bullshit where you're running around naked.
It just seems like a bad idea.
Yeah.
You can, when there's a chance, you can do damage control. You could also, if you want to, try and turn off the Gamorrean Opera, although I think someone was digging it, so...
Yeah, that was me.
Yeah, okay, so, all right, fair enough.
Droids.
This is my jam. is there another thing I can shoot at?
There's only 2 guns. There's only 2 guns.
There's only 2 guns. So
yeah. Unless you want to shoot at, like, the Wookiee and take a gun from him.
Yeah, that's not what I mean.
If you guys could see Bo's face.
I wish we were filming. He's just no, I don't believe I'll be taking that.
All right. You know.
Thank you very much. So what is damage control?
Damage control is when the ship has taken damage, you can use mechanics to sort of keep it to do some repairs.
Remember that scene where R2 was like spraying a fire extinguishing foam and
that. Stuff? Oh, yeah.
But we basically haven't taken damage, right?
That is correct.
But we could use sandwiches as gunners.
Is there anything I can do to maybe boost this weapon strength?
Not for right now. For right now, it is sort of a sit and wait for the ship to get blown up.
So I guess I'm just useless.
Unless there's something else you would like to do on the ship. I mean, like I said, you can go and mess with the consoles and see
if you can jettison or flocksum and then get in his way. And then he has to swerve.
I don't know if that's a thing.
You can get rid of the Wookiee pulse. That'd probably calm me down a little.
Can I search more thoroughly the ship?
Yeah, you can start searching. Yeah.
Yeah, search the ship more useful. All right. For more useful crap.
All right. So, yeah, you're searching, and nothing yet, but we'll go to the next round.
So nothing on the sandwiches.
And nothing on the sandwiches. Sorry, there's no movement on the sandwiches. Ascara, your go.
All right, more shooty things.
Thunder all right. Thunderbolt doesn't deliver to space.
All right, so do I do the Amy things?
You do the same thing. Yep, same thing as last time.
Is it two purpley die?
Two purpley die.
All right, four success, four advantage, and two threat.
That sounds like a pretty good shot.
Kaboom!
In fact, with your guns, which are do a six damage, that is enough to take out the ship.
Boom!
Yeah. So it it begins. It spirals out, and you see it crash land, head toward the surface of the planet.
Cool. What's is it near where we're like going anyway?
No, it's going. It's somewhere else.
If we follow Zit, we might be able to kill Zit.
Like that. Let's get out of here.
Yeah, it is not near the, spaceport. It crashed out in the desert.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, so landed in a fucking desert.
I think let's just go to the spaceport, right, guys?
Okay.
Yeah. Let's let him die slowly of
thirst. Yeah, check off spy, everybody. Comes back later.
Mm. then we'll kill him.
All right, so you do a quick search of the ship just to see if there's anything else. The galley, you find the galley. If you want to make those sandwiches.
I do not want to make those sandwiches.
Yeah. Unfortunately, all that is left is hunks of raw meat.
Yeah, so probably not.
Yeah.
Anybody want a raw meat sandwich?
If I were you guys, I'd get rid of that meat really fucking soon.
you find the crew quarters.
Wookiee meat?
It may very well be, yes.
Oh, can we do a Wookiee meat check?
My favorite move.
I want to know what a Wookiee meat check is.
The GM, tell us.
It's a new sandwich at Chick-fil-A.
I thought it was like the popular dance that was sweeping the galaxy.
Still closed on Sundays.
It's the name of the song, guys. Come on.
Wookiee meat check. Actually, yeah, that's probably right.
Yeah.
You find the crew quarters, which actually are surprisingly clean. I mean, they do smell like reptiles still, but...
Yeah.
There's beds. There's a wampa skin rug. You find a couple of power packs for reloading a blaster.
Taking those things.
You go down and find a scanner in engineering, which all seems to be running pretty smoothly.
So I can't find any ranged heavy weapons?
There are no ranged heavy weapons.
Ugh, useless.
other than that, ships seems to be pretty much you've checked everything.
Okay.
Are you sure there's no booze on this ship?
You check very, very carefully all for
right.
booze.
Okay, we have to stop.
Space pirate, whatever, slaver guys don't have an extra cachet of booze.
They're dry.
He's got Wookiee meat.
Is that an inebriant?
Can I squeeze
don't
the juice out of
the
that?
Pirate.
So, Wookiee, if I lick your dead peoples. Can I get some kind of buzz out of it? Just like
not where
out
I
of
thought
curiosity.
That sentence was going.
Seriously? Because as jokey as you're being, I'm about to give you a serious response.
Can we go to a pack store or something? I kind of need my juice.
Well, you got the shakes?
Yeah.
We're going to a spaceport. I think we'll find something. There's got to be a space 7-Eleven there.
All right. You guys land at the spaceport of Nabat, which is... has several landing pads, a lot of upper levels. There is a slum dwellings, and there is a cantina.
Oh, is there, like, a space telephone that I can phone my sister with?
there is a space telephone, but you don't know where your sister is, do you?
Oh. I think so. I thought I saved her.
Oh, did you? You saved her from... That's right. Yeah. I thought she'd been kidnapped. That's right. Okay.
Operator? Find my sister.
Always works for me.
Space yeah. operator.
Like... Find me a sister.
No. Get
a
nun. Space operator.
All right. So you guys land the ship. And
I land the ship.
Well, okay. All right. You bring the ship into a safe, if shaky, landing.
My hand's all jittery.
You're twitching.
Yep.
Bora says that the Crate Fang should be safe here. I need to go and see my people. I wonder if perhaps I could enlist your help.
Yeah, enlist their help. I have to go check with my sister.
I have to go...
How much does enlisting pay?
Well, I'm sure we could work something out.
Good question, Wookiee. I scratched the back of his head.
Oh, yeah, we all had money.
You all do have money.
I forget how much money we had.
I always forget how much money I had.
We've all got like 300 credits each now.
Yeah, something like that.
Because we had paid 100 for...
That's right.
Each for the eyebrow.
That's right. So you guys, when you get down there, the corridors are packed with various beings going about their business. There's hundreds of different Twi'leks. But there are also Aqualish, which are those walrus man guys from the from the cantina.
These guys are awesome. They breathe from their stomachs.
you remember the guy who got his arm cut off in the cantina?
Yeah. Oh.
It's those guys. Those are the other sort of natives of these.
With
of
the
this,
big teeth.
Yep.
The one that Obi-Wan just like mercilessly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
all right.
Started.
Hey, he mercilessly improved.
I don't like
That's
you.
That's true. That's right. If you start a bar fight, you deserve to get your arm cut off. And you also see there also are humans hawking their wares from stalls, there's a variety of things being sold at stalls.
So we look around and see if there's anything that might be individually or group wise useful.
Okay,
something in a bottle, perhaps.
Yes, there is a guy selling spirits.
All right, I go up to him.
Yep, all right.
Anybody selling bowcasters or rick knives?
No bowcasters, unfortunately.
Then I'm out.
What about heavy ranged weapons?
Let me see. Or do you just like the idea of heavy ranged weapons?
No, I get lots of heavy things to roll.
Let's see. Where are my rulebooks? So, you go over to the guy, go to the guy who's got the booze. He has a variety of different colored, you know, and they don't label anything in Star Wars Universe. It's all just different colored and clear glasses.
Mm-hmm. He realized he specifically tailored this adventure for you.
Yes, of course.
He's got like 3 pages just
on alcohol. Can I see your menu? Your space alcohol menu.
He says, what would you like?
I'd like something that if I drink too much of it, I'll go blind. But I'm not going to drink too much because I drink responsibly.
Ah, well, then you want this. And he hands you a black smoking canister.
Awesome.
That is 100 credits.
Panther venom.
I'm sorry, what?
Credits.
Well, it's very potent.
Should probably go for quantity.
You guys, can I...
Guys, we're in a tourist trap. Okay. This is what everything is going to run.
All right, what's your cheapest swill, but... Like,
still has
it'll
alcohol.
Still make me almost go blind.
Still beef eater, oddly enough.
he squints at you and gives you an unpleasant look, and then reaches for a bottle of green fizzy liquid and puts it down. This is 20 credits.
All right, I'm gonna buy that because
right.
I'll take 5.
Poshy needs his juice.
Yep. All right, so you buy a vial of green bubbling stuff, which is still pretty expensive. Seems like.
You said 20?
Yep, 20 credits.
What if I give you 5 credits?
Then I will give you nothing.
What if I give you 10 credits?
And a handy.
Posh is desperate.
It's 20 credits.
It's
the cheapest I have.
Fine, 20.
It's duty free.
Oh.
Yes.
That's good.
There's no duty at all.
Yay.
Ryloth.
I'm going to get a t-shirt that says I went to Ryloth and all I got was this lousy t-shirt.
There actually is a booth selling just those t-shirts.
Oh, get one.
And it's got
get
a dolphin
one.
On it.
Droids and shirts? Cutest thing ever.
So you do find a guy who has weapons. You're looking for bowcasters, that kind of thing. You don't find those,
I need a better light blaster.
There is a guy who has, looks like he got some blasters out. He's it's set up at a booth, so it's outside the law, you know, the restrictions that are usually placed on space blaster sales. He's got a couple different blasters there. He's got a box of grenades.
Ooh.
He's got a couple knives.
Okay, I need to know about your goodest blasters and some grenades, please.
Did you say goodest blasters?
Yeah, I did. All it's right. Where I left you.
Don't make fun of
Twi'lek. You'll have to excuse my friend Swissgar Skulkyolf over here. He's from the Norwegian part.
Meanwhile, all we hear is...
Is that ninth planet? Thanks.
He reaches over the counter and puts a blaster on the table that is a... it's just a standard blaster pistol. I don't know what you're carrying currently.
Actually, I've got a ranged heavy blaster. It goes off the skilled ranged heavy medium okay. blaster, 9 damage.
Okay, 9 damage. Yeah, that's actually a blaster carbine. So that's like stormtrooper type weapon.
Is there anything in here better than what okay. he has?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
No. Okay. Unfortunately, these are all sidearms.
Grenades.
And holdouts.
Grenades. How much? All right. Give me.
Grenades. he says, "Well, I have."
How much for the box?
The box. Well, there's 10 grenades in that box. What would you need with 10... Oh, you're a Wookiee. it's $7.50 for the box.
Ooh, that's a bit much.
So 75 each?
Yes.
I'll take 3.
All right. Here you go, sir. Enjoy your time on Ryloth.
All right. So are you going to keep track of how much the grenades do?
You write down stun grenades.
Okay.
Anything, Lorik, that you would like from this gentleman? The knives are... There's regular knives. There is one that seems to have a power pack in it.
Ooh, what's that?
Ah, this is a vibro knife.
I have a vibro axe.
Yes, but a vibro axe is great, but a vibro knife is smaller and concealable. Oh, right.
Where?
You're a Wookiee.
Where?
I slap him on the back for telling me such a great joke.
Yes, well, pleasure doing business with both of you. Vex, you go to the t-shirt vendor and get yourself a t-shirt. No.
I keep forgetting the name of this fucking planet.
Ryloth.
Ryloth.
All right, so I get the one that says, "Welcome to Ryloth, don't move here."
You guys do see some a guy selling some armor. He's got some armored vests and that kind of thing set up.
But nothing I could use, bro.
Well, you're a droid. You're human shaped. You could you could put on some padded armor.
How much you want for his armor vest?
This vest is 500. But it's very finely crafted. As you can see, it's made right here on Ryloth.
For you, $4.95.
Yeah, 500 is ridiculous. This thing is not is barely worth 150.
He's talking about himself.
I'm sorry, sir. These are the cut rate prices I can afford here. It is duty free.
It's duty free, Vex.
It looks pretty duty to me.
Wow.
There's not a trace of duty on
this. Wow.
Can I use my negotiation skill to try and get a lower price?
Sure. Yeah, give me a negotiation roll. Negotiation roll. It will be against his negotiation roll. So you use, those dice.
I chose to raise my blaster pistol instead of my negotiation.
That's oops. One form of negotiation.
One success. Okay. Oh, sorry, 3 success.
Oh.
And 1 advantage. 3 success and 1 advantage.
He says, well, I'll tell you what. I haven't ever sold armor to a droid before. This is unusual for me. If you'll let me take a quick video of you saying that all droids should use this product, maybe I can expand into a new market.
No worries. Let's do this.
All right. Then let's call it 300.
300 I can do.
All right. So you get some padded armor. It adds 2 to your soak value.
Okay.
So you will take 2 less damage when you're shot. It fits a little weird because it is made for humans and Twi'leks. But, you know, you can sort of pull it down over your gears and such. And he takes a quick video of you endorsing his armor for use with all droids.
In a sombrero.
you will have to wear this.
When I go to Ryloth, I only go to shop for armor in one place. What's this place called again?
Ryloth.
No, the store.
Oh, Dirty Larry's armor.
Dirty Sanchez's. Dirty Sanchez's discount armor. Ding dong.
Do you know what Dirty Sanchez needs back on Tatooine?
No, but on Ryloth, it means a distinguished gentleman.
Dirty Sanchez's armor, the best armor you can get anywhere within 5,000 parsecs.
It's like wearing a mustache of armor.
It's the rusty trombone of armor.
You guys have done your shopping. Burabon does come back up and says, I wonder, could we go and meet my friends?
Let's do it.
All right.
You got your booze, right?
What?
Well, she has an empty flask.
This is really nasty has an empty flask. Stuff. Oh, I'm going to be sick. Let's go meet some friends.
It is terrible, but you are almost blind.
Yay!
He leads you guys away from the thoroughfares and knocks on a large metal door. You hear some Twi'lekian code words exchange, and after a moment, you are shown into a spacious room filled with relaxing blue light and comfortable chairs.
Why is it so bright in here?
It's barely
lit. Oh, God.
I think your friend may be
injured. Idiot, you're right.
Thanks.
He turns to you and whispers, this room is occupied by a cell of the organization dedicated to protecting the interests of common Twi'leks on Ryloth. We will be safe here.
You guys got, like, food or something I can, you know, pad my stomach with, because it's going to be bad.
We are somewhat poor, but I'll see if someone can bring you some snacks.
Thanks.
There are three Twi'leks and two humans in here. You see them coming and going various places, talking with Burabon, and one of the Twi'leks comes in and says, I am Nin Kablo. I'm the leader of this group, and Burabon has vouched for you. If you would like, please rest here. I will provide you some food, drink, medical attention if anyone needs it.
Medical, Tylenol, something.
Yes.
Do you actually need that?
Space Tylenol.
All right. She wanders off with Burabon to discuss some things, and they bring you guys some food.
Mm-hmm.
It is Twi'lek and human food, so everybody can eat it except for poor Vex. Sorry, Vex.
Well, you know, you're gonna need oil.
They get oil. They get oil. You can have some oil.
I get all oil.
What, Pash is gonna drunkenly try to spoon food into Vex's mouth?
I wasn't gonna do that. Feeding droids is fun.
So you guys get some food and drink, and after you see Burabon converse with the other Twi'lek, they come over to approach you and says, Nin says, we are deeply indebted to you for the rescue of our friend. We have little we can offer, unfortunately, but he suggested that perhaps you would help us participate in a little business venture once we get our mining operations under control. He leads me to believe you have the same troubles with the same hut we suspect of being behind our woes. Is that so?
Yeah. Look, Seester, save it for somebody who cares. What do we got?
Well...
is this Cosmo the Hut?
the miners who were working alongside Burabon and Numin are coming under pressure from the thugs who own the land nearby, be they part of this hut meddling or not. Having Bur return to them as quickly as possible would boost morale and enable us to decide on further action. We can provide you with a speeder with space for Bur and the rest of you. You could rest here for the night, but if you could set off in the morning, it would be of great assistance.
Yeah, that's great. You're telling us how to help us to do jobs for you. I'm talking about what we get, Tani.
Well, we have very little in the way of resources right now. However, once we have regained control of the mining operations, we will have access to our rill, and I'm sure it could work something out. In the meantime, perhaps we can call it the price for the safekeeping and repair of your ship.
Works for me.
That works.
How come Ascara has an accent, and you guys don't?
Oh, lots of places have north.
And one part of the deal, if you have any booze, go ahead and give it to this one here, so he stops spending our resources on more booze.
Well, we do have some more liquor, I suppose.
You've got an IV drip.
Do you have any spray paints and just says it's liquor and just huffs away? It's cheaper in the long run.
Yeah, just keeps looking at you, and is very... disturbed and confused about their rescuers that they've hired.
So I'm just nodding. What is it exactly that you need us to do?
If you can take Burabon to the mining area where he has been stolen from by these thugs, I believe his presence there will greatly increase morale and perhaps be able to get people working again and maybe get us to push back against those thugs.
So can we expect any resistance?
Oh, almost certainly.
How many people are we talking about here?
I don't know. There are... several of them.
Do you have any weapons, grenades, armor, or anything like that you can borrow?
Are they Trex's friends? The ones that helped kidnap What's-His-Face?
I would assume that they work for that bounty hunter, yes.
Then let's go kill them.
Yeah, that's your answer for everything.
It works all the time.
Do you have charm by chance? Or you probably have some level of charm, Vex, if you will roll a charm check for me.
Let's see. I do, in fact.
Okay, so give me two. Give two difficulty on it.
A
so
charming two purple. Robot.
I don't like that. All right.
Okay.
Three successes, one threat.
That is a pretty good roll. All right. She says, well, maybe there's something I can do. And she breaks into the, she goes into the cell, the armory. And she says, well, the armory is somewhat bare, but I do have grenades.
Yes.
We'll take some more grenades. we might be able to use them. We'll return whatever we don't.
She can offer you guys four frag grenades and four stun grenades.
I'd take some frags, please.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So you divide those up. I don't know.
You want some frags?
Hell yeah.
All right, two frags each.
All right. And there is another set of worn but functional padded armor, if anyone would like that.
Can I
fit into it?
No.
Yeah, you should have just put extra Wookiee pelts on you.
Are there kicky glasses I could wear?
Sure. Yeah, we're going to see.
All right,
yeah.
I want those kicky glasses.
All right.
Who took the armor?
Wait, these are girls' glasses. Oh my god, I look fabulous.
I look amazing. Can I take the armor as well?
Yes, Pash, it sounds like he's taking the armor.
Okay.
So you got, what, a two?
So you have two additional soak.
Two soak. In addition and to your already previously kicky. Existing soak. And, yeah, I'll figure that out when
she,
that.
She also does find, she says, well, it's the only one we have. But she holds up a blaster rifle.
Oh, hello, thanks.
Oh my god, they've got issues 1 through 50 of Plagiroid. Do you know how much these are worth? So no one knows how much they're worth, neither do I.
I'm
going
to say...
It's for the articles anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Of course.
Alright, you guys are going to rest for the night?
Oh, do you know what my dice pool would be for the blaster rifle?
Oh, the blaster rifle is kind of the same dice pool, but it'll have higher damage.
Okay.
Because I think it's the same skill.
Yeah, same skill.
Okay.
So, but a blaster rifle does a little bit more damage. It does, instead of a carbine, it does nine damage, three crit, has a longer range.
Okay.
So has longer range. That's the improvement. So.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, now I'm happy.
Not so bad.
All right. There you go. All right. You guys are, unless there's anything you want to do over the night, I don't know if you want to do anything
still
during the night.
I want to call my sister.
Oh, your sister, right. Okay. You call your sister. She is on Ryloth, right?
Yes.
Okay, so it's a local call?
Yes, yeah.
All right. So you place a call using their communication system, and your sister comes in and looks very happy to see you and surprised. Oscaro, what are you calling from Tatooine?
Let's just say not really, maybe actually here anyway. Point being... and I ask her about if she's heard any hubbub about the mine.
The marine mine? Yes, they're actually Twi'lek owned. They were supposed to be sort of a new way of doing a business. Now, of course,
like commies.
I hear rumors of corruption, but you know that's nothing new around here.
We're like, what kind of rumors?
Now she's just
the accent comes and goes.
No, you know why when you're home your accent gets stronger.
Sure.
Yeah, there's a bit more Norwegian in your home accent. She says, "Well, just that they are that they're skimming off the top, that they're perhaps selling off planet, all that kind of thing."
No. Do you know like lots of like the pew pew guys there? Like, is it heavily fortified?
Oh,
pew pew.
No. It's they've been having trouble actually. There's some kind of somebody's pressuring them, and they don't have a lot of fight in them.
And you don't notice who's?
I don't know.
Okay, thanks. Bye. Ciao.
You should find out if she has any soldier buddies.
I'm fine, by the way.
Aren't you going to ask about mom or something? I'm like eavesdropping, by the way. Okay. I'm on the other line.
Do you know where to get really cheap booze?
Thanks.
No, not really.
Not for
no.
me. Is for peace drunk humans. It's...
Oh,
Oscara, your sister sounds hot. Why does she not have an accent?
I have accent. What are you talking about?
Yes, come on. Just not familiar to it.
It's,
okay?
It's communicator. Communicator interferes with accent.
Oh, right, right.
All right. You guys rest for the night. Unless anything else particular you would like to do.
I don't think I have any damage right now. Right? No. You said we were all healed from the last.
Yep, you guys are all fully healed. All yep.
Right, so. Do we hit save?
You hit save. Quick save.
I go ahead and upgrade to the new version of Windows.
All right.
Game stops for 3 hours.
Three?
Then
I fall restarts. Asleep. I fall asleep with my glasses on, and I wake up and they're broken.
Oh.
I'm really upset.
That's sad.
That's sad.
This is just a little canvas that Sarah's using to paint out the many different instances of life.
I broke my sunglasses.
This is a montage.
I'll use this.
This is a montage of her sad moments over like a Coughlin song.
Like, yeah, so we should really put her up for adoption.
Put my glasses.
All right, you guys are traveling in a speeder. You are speeding over the surface of the Ryloth Badlands. There are directions that are taking you to the Rill Mine. It's supposed to take about 6 hours. And
real time. So,
yep. Yeah, so buckle in.
Real time.
You're listening to my new favorite album.
All right. We're just going to stare at each other silently for 6 hours to simulate a long car ride.
Does anybody have to go to the bathroom? Because we're not stopping.
Okay, stop touching the toilet.
As you travel further from the spaceport, the terrain becomes increasingly hazardous. There's piles of loose rocks, jutting stone spurs. And to continue, you're either going to have to slow the speeder to a crawl or risk a collision. As I'm pretty sure that Pasha is driving, that is your choice to make.
I think we...
I thought the Twi'lek was driving. We let her drive. Are you crazy?
I'm fine.
I've really good piloting skills.
Yeah, so. He's right. Driving.
So you're driving, you're drinking.
Oh.
All right.
Yeah, no, so we'll slow driving. Down. We'll slow okay. down.
All right, you slow down. All right. As you maneuver your way around the rocky outcrops and boulders, you notice the cliffs rise above you. Mm. There's a tall bluff of rough red stone to your right, surrounded by more piles of loose rubble.
This is an excellent point for an ambush.
As if on cue.
You gotta say, I got a bad feeling about this. Because this is Star Wars. We have to say that. Say it.
What's the matter? Out of booze?
As you pass the bluff, there's a large crack and a flash of blinding light. The speeder slews around, spinning in circles. Smoke pours out of a hole in the chassis, and it takes all your strength and skill to prevent the craft from flipping over. The craft comes to a sudden jolting stop, burying its nose in a meter of sandy ground. You guys were going slow enough that there's no damage, but you guys are... It's plowed into the ground. It is not going anywhere for a while.
Jump out of it and get kind of the far side of it, like kind of hide behind it.
Okay.
And blaster at the ready, but, you know, using it as a shield from...
Okay. Yeah, Burabon dives behind you. Seems like you have a good idea.
So. Yeah, I'm gonna take cover and then use the scope on my little rifly thingy to look around.
Okay. Lorik?
I'm looking around to see where the fuck the shot came from.
Okay. And
I'm asleep in the back seat.
All right. Back to sleep. All right. So you see, you hear a voice calling out. You see, halt! Stay where you are and drop your weapons. We are agents of the local Imperial authorities, and you are suspected of real smuggling. I repeat, stay where you are and drop your weapons.
You are suspected of being assholes.
All right, let's go ahead and roll initiative.
What do we roll?
So you roll cool.
Cool. Do you need...
Do we have to buy roll any purples?
No, just your cool. Just
are
your
we
cool
short
thing.
Die? All
right, two success and an
advantage. Is there some wandering? Maybe some wandering.
I need another green.
You green? Oh, there's two green in front of you.
I need three green.
Oh.
Because I'm so cool.
Then you're going to have to steal one of Chris's.
Yeah.
One success, two advantage.
Okay.
Two successes.
And okay. Two success and one advantage.
I have one advantage and three successes.
Okay. All right. And my bad guys have... I don't know yet. Give me a second.
Why do we never talk to the bad guys?
Fuck them. You told them they were assholes.
Yeah.
There was your talking.
They didn't continue the conversation.
That's not a great place to start.
Well, I mean, they started by blowing up our land speeder.
Yes. What if that was unrelated?
It's probably not.
You're probably right. It's probably unrelated. Yeah, okay.
Besides, so, they're Imperials, and those guys are assholes.
I'm surprised they actually hit us.
Yeah, all right. They were probably aiming for one of us.
So, highest rolls, I believe, were two.
Two success and okay. An advantage.
All right. So, you are going first, Ascara.
Okay, can I tell, like, which one of them is, like, the little...
Can we see them?
Well, give me a perception roll.
All of us?
No, just Ascara.
Three success.
Okay. Yes. You see. Looks like three humans and a Gand, one of those insectoid type dudes, up on the ridge a little bit higher. They've got cover behind the rocks.
Okay. Can I try to get to higher ground somehow, or is it too sheer?
Yeah, no, you can definitely try to get to higher ground.
Okay, I'm trying to go to
higher ground. Give me a, let's call it athletics climb, one of those kind of things.
Alright. Triumph.
Oh, okay. And any successes or failures, or? Okay, triumph counts as success.
Okay.
Yeah, you are able to climb up and get some better ground, so you'll be able to use a blue boost dice when you shoot.
Okay.
And you will still have to use, there's a the black cube, that is the dice you'll roll when you're shooting at them from their cover. So yeah. that will help counteract that black dice.
Okay, cool.
But yeah, you've got at least a better shot at them. That was just your maneuver, so you can still shoot if you'd like.
Alright, well let's shoot some humans.
And you are at slightly longer range, so you need two purple dice.
Okay, with my long range
rifle? Yep, with your longer range rifle, yep.
And I can go ahead and do the
yeah, you can add the blue dice, and you need that this black dice that's here on the table if you'll grab one of those.
Alright. Not great. Okay. Let's see, I got two success, two failure, four advantage, and one threat.
But that's still success.
Okay.
And how many advantage did you wind up with?
Four advantage.
Okay, so that means you can use that to get those blue, you can spend two each time to get a blue dice next time, so you can get two bonus blue dice in your next shot.
Okay.
So yeah, basically you get a shot and you manage to move into an advantageous place. Your blaster does 9 points of damage.
Mm-hmm.
That will not take out the bounty hunter, but it does. You blast one of them in the chest.
Oh, you just gave it away. It's bounty hunter.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you guys believe me when I said they're Imperials?
I thought.
As soon as you said, "Well, the guy," instead of the stormtrooper, I was like, "Those aren't fucking Imperials."
Yeah, no, they're guys. It was a half-hearted attempt to get you to surrender.
That plastic stormtrooper mask that like little kids have.
Yeah, it's just the front.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it had me fooled.
It is flame retardant. So.
All right. What's the distance between me and them?
You are what you call medium range. So a couple hundred feet.
Can I close?
Yeah, you can close. You're gonna need to climb just like he did on the bluffs. So you'll need a
athletics
climb
roll.
Check or athletics, something like that. Yeah.
Yes, I'm good at that.
See, this is my favorite part, watching the Wookiee do his thing.
Oh, you need to put in two difficulty dice for the terrain.
All right. So basically, yeah, I whip out the vibro axe and go, yep. Start running towards
all right.
Which always produces a wonderful effect.
Yeah, will that create any sort of fear effect in them or intimidation?
It depends on the roll.
Pretty good roll.
I have 5 advantage, 1 success, and a threat.
Okay. So 5 advantage is going to get you blue dice for 2 blue dice for next time, unless you want to use it for, well, you're closing. It's not a critical.
Yeah.
All right. So you climb up really quickly, faster than they were expecting, and you get sort of the same level of the bluff that they are. Now, you can't attack them this turn, but next turn you can charge right into them.
Yep.
And, yes, your advantage, I'm going to say, is going to shake them a little bit and give a disadvantage dice on their rolls because they're freaked out by
or
impending
wookie. Their pants.
Impending wookie. Even I'm freaked out.
All right.
If it wasn't a wookie, it was just Bo.
Vex and Pash, which one of you two had more advantage? Had more advantage on your initiative?
I had two advantage.
Okay. So.
Initiative.
The cool roll we made.
I thought he was passed out.
Oh, yeah. It was three successes and one advantage.
Okay. Three successes, and you had...
One success and two advantages.
Okay, so Vash, Pash?
Yes.
You're next.
Yes.
Hey!
I'm going to shoot him.
All right.
Them.
Wait, the droid or them?
We shoot the droid.
All right, so you need two purple dice for range.
Games.
Yeah. And I need...
And you need one black dice for the cover that they
Why got. Gotta be black?
It was born that way.
No, that's the pink dice.
I have... Two successes, one advantage.
It's like one failure.
One failure, one threat.
Okay.
Oh, wait, sorry. I forgot this guy.
Okay.
Three successes, two advantage.
Okay.
One threat.
Okay, so the threat negates. You have one. So basically your end result is two successes and three advantage, or one advantage. So that is a hit.
Yay!
All right, so that's the blast. You are using...
I hit the Wookiee.
How much damage does your pistol do, or whatever you're using?
Six.
Okay. Are you shooting at the same one, or...
The same one.
The same one that was damaged. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Which one is that?
One of the humans.
Okay. How many are there?
There are four humans and one Gand.
Okay.
All right.
What do they look like?
The Gand look like Forlom.
Yeah, okay,
Forlom.
Yeah.
That takes down that human. You blast him, and he goes flying with a Wilhelm scream off the side of the blaster. Yeah.
Whatever.
Vex?
Can I do two attacks?
No, sure, just one attack.
Okay, I'm going to throw a stun grenade.
Like both of us throwing stun grenades.
Okay. You need, it's two purple dice for difficulty, one black dice for their cover, and then your throwing skill. So first I'm using grenades.
I'm stun grenade down one of them's mounts and push them at the other.
No. Redo.
One advantage and three threats.
Okay, well that doesn't sound great.
I accidentally swallow the grenade.
grenades at you.
Yeah, let's see. The threat means that you may have missed. You may have missed their spot. Well, you certainly missed their spot. Let's just see if threat does anything particular to you when you're. All right. So with three threat, you grant the ammunition. Okay. So here's what happened. You threw the stun grenade, and it landed pretty close to where the Wookiee. And Oscar are causing them to scramble out of the way. So the stun grenade goes off. You guys scramble out of the way.
Are we even close by each other?
Yeah, he climbed up where you were.
No, I'm far.
You're further up. Yeah.
I'm just shooting from afar.
I thought you climbed up. Didn't you climb up?
No,
above?
I climbed to other.
Oh, you climbed up for advantage. Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, you threw it where Lorik was. He scrambles out of the way, probably with more than a little bit of an annoyed grunt at you.
I go. Pash, damn! What the hell? Where
and,
are you
going? I was on my phone, sorry.
So that is going to add a difficulty dice to your roll next turn.
A purple or a black?
A purple. Alright, yeah, droids are not great at throwing grenades. It's a long range to throw a grenade.
Right, fair enough.
So, yeah, you threw it, you just kind of underthrew a little bit. You know,
next time you hold the grenade and you can throw him
all right.
at them.
The bounty hunters open fire. They are going to shoot at several of each of you, actually.
Yeah, there's plenty of us.
All right. And let's see. We'll do Oscara first, because Oscara has cover. And the first shot goes... Let's see. That is... that's a hit. So, Oscara, you take a hit for... Their heavy blaster pistol, you take 10 damage.
Whoa!
Wow! Seriously?
Now subtract your soak.
Yeah, so that's still 6.
Yep.
So that's off of wounds, right?
Yep.
Yeah, now I'm at 6.
Mm-hmm. That was a good solid hit.
I'm going to have to protest this. I'm going to call my space lawyer now.
Yeah, this guy just somehow he got a real good shot past the cover and blasted you right in the chest.
Well, that's how it goes sometimes.
All right. The next one takes a shot at Lorik as he comes in, and I did throw in his difficulty dice. And that's a miss. He shoots wild, trying to stop the attacking rookie. One of them shoots at...
He shoots behind him.
The Gand shoots at Pash with his long-range rifle. And that is a miss.
You were weaving.
I was weaving.
And the grenade-tossing droid, he does hit you.
What?
Yep, you took a hit.
For how much?
You take a hit for 8 damage.
Okay, so I have a 5 soak, so that gives me...
Are you adding in your vest?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that gives me 3 damage.
3 damage. Okay. So really a light damaging. Not too bad. Just a slight blaster hit.
Whatever.
All right. Brush it off.
Speaking with a Swedish accent.
We're back to you guys' round, so you can go in whatever order you would like. If you want to let Lorik do his thing first, you can, or...
Wookie.
Thing and then get out of the way.
Yes.
All right. You charge in. You got all your difficulty dice and all that stuff.
Yes.
You can take the black dice out of there because they don't have cover against you.
And I am I'm going right for the Gand and
okay.
taking the axe. All right. Right over into his head.
All right.
With any luck. Fucker.
That's a tricky one.
All right. That's a
big
roll.
Yeah, that's.
Okay. 2 threats.
Okay.
6 advantage. No, 7 advantage. 2 success.
All right. The advantage takes care of that. So you total a total of 5 advantage and 2 success. With those 5 advantage, I believe you can activate a crit, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And how much damage does your vibro axe do?
A lot is what I
mean. 11. Jeez.
11. Okay. That's 13. Yeah, okay. And then the crit. Yeah, you lop the Gan's head right off. His little insectoid head just kind of rolling down the bluff. That's it for the Gan. And then you rush out of the way so that Oscara can take her shot.
Time.
Oh, grenade. All right. Go ahead.
Is that possible?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
What am I?
So you are at closer range than the droid. So you've one purple. And then a throwing skill if you have it. Which I would imagine there's some kind of throwing skill.
I don't see a throwing skill.
Oh, okay.
Could use athletics.
Yeah, let me just look up grenades. I'm just curious. We have not
what
used
about
these
coordination?
Before. Are you using a frag or a stun grenade?
It could be any of these.
Oh, it's frag time.
Okay, alright. Let's see. Looks like you use your basic ranged attack, I guess. I don't see any other indications. So.
Okay. Ranged light or ranged heavy?
Ranged light. Oh, here it is. There's a skill. Ranged light for grenades.
Okay. I need another greenie.
There's a greenie for you.
All right, so a greenie, or 4 greenies,
all right.
And then a purpley, and
yep.
None of the blues.
And none of the blues. Wait, you earned your blues, didn't you?
Yeah.
You get your blues.
All right.
And
you
then
recovered
on the count, so...
Let's see. 3 success, 2 advantage, 1 failure, and a threat.
Okay, that is the threat. The threat will take care of the one of the advantage. You have 1 advantage, won't do much for you. But 3 success, 1 failure is 2 successes, which means you hit with a grenade. It does 6 damage, plus the extra, so 7 damage to all those guys, which does not take them out. But it does shake them quite a bit. It's you did some serious damage. They go flying. They are all scattered.
Whee!
Vex or Pash?
Vex, you want to go?
Well, since he shook them, I'm going to rattle them.
Okay.
And then you can roll them.
You come in on the roll.
Oh, that's right.
Shoot one of them with my light blaster.
Okay.
Please use your blaster this time.
You shoot the wood.
What else do I need to roll besides?
You need 2 purple dice for difficulty. not great.
2 advantage, 2 threat, or I'm sorry, 2 advantage, 2 threat, and 1 failure.
Okay, that is a mess.
I can't do anything right.
You're so
you tried.
This is done.
Pash?
I'm gonna use my blaster.
Okay.
Still again, because I'm predictable.
So 2 purple dice.
2 perps.
No black because they don't have any cover left. They've been forced out by the fire grenade.
Why no black?
You know, I say black dice, I say no black dice, I can't win.
Okay, so I have two advantage, one success,
no failures,
and one threat.
Okay, that is a hit, so you hit with your blaster, you take one of them out.
Yay.
So that is, that's two down, I believe. And then the Gand, of course, is missing his head.
Wait, wasn't there one?
Two humans dead, and then a Gand has had his insectoid head turn.
There's two guys left.
Oh, there were five total?
Yeah, there were five. Okay. Four humans and one Gand.
Oh, okay. I thought there were
two. So they make a run for it, and you hear a roaring snarl and a small avalanche of rocks tumble down.
Oh, God.
You guys see a great beast appear, scuttling forward on six tall limbs with claws like spears, and the guys start blasting it in panic, and it starts attacking them.
The other guys?
Yeah.
Yay, take them out.
And Burabon rushes up to you, bloodied off the speeder crash, and says, we should go before the lilac turns its attention to us.
Yeah.
Cliffhanger!
Done.
Even the Wookiee takes one look at that and says, fuck that!
All right. You guys are being menaced by a creature with you have a crash speeder, so that seems like a good place to wrap up for this session. We'll be back next time to the messy demise of, I'm sorry, the continuing adventures of our players. Thank you for listening to Randy Plays Games.